Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, social networking world, ready or not, we bring to you Socially Yours, featuring Jamil Wilborn. Socially Yours is a show that shows you how to monetize social media for your business. Socially Yours airs 12 noon Eastern Time with your host, Jamil Wilborn, brought to you live by BG. Radio.
Oh, good morning, and happy New Year. I know we're kind of late, but this is my first show of the new year, and I want to wish everyone a happy New Year. Now, I know you guys probably have put those resolutions in place, and I hope that you're following them and adhering to them. But if not, get back on track, because today is a brand new day. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to Socially Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio, and sponsored by Audible. And we would like for you to go to buildgrowandenjoy.com and click on the audible.com link, and you can get a free 30-day trial or a free audio of your choice. We would love for you to do that, and that is our gift to you on behalf of our sponsor. Today, I am in Fort Worth, Texas. Well, I've been in Fort Worth, Texas, and it is absolutely beautiful. It is partly cloudy, although I don't really see any clouds in the sky, but that's what the weather.com says, and it is 68 degrees. It is so warm here today. And it's so amazing because just a couple of days ago it was freezing. I believe it was like below 30, 32. That's freezing. But I want to welcome you. Thank you for tuning in to Socially Yours. I do apologize for all the technical difficulties that we had last week. You know, the devil be busy, y'all. But it's okay. I'm here today to present to you my show. And I wanted to just, again, thank you so much, those faithful listeners that tune in and listen. And I wanted to kind of share some things with you that I'm going to be doing going forward in the new year. I'm going to start a silent tagging on my website during my show. And what silent tagging is to promote you, your business, to get your information out there to other business owners and potential clients. So going forward, starting next month, we're going to be doing silent tagging. All that means is that you're going to go to buildgrowandenjoy.com. You're going to click on the Listen tab and click Socially Yours. And from there, you should see a banner on my page that you can click that will take you directly to a Facebook page. And all I want you to do is put in the @, put in your business, and then go through the rest of the post, hover over the other person's, whoever else has entered their business information, click like, and then like the comment. That's it. You don't have to go to the page. You don't have to do anything. That is a wonderful way to have some kind of camaraderie between businesses, to get to know other businesses, to promote, share, and like. That's all we're going to do going from there. So hopefully you'll participate in that. It's to your benefit, so that would be wonderful. Also, I'd like to add that today is National Irish Coffee Day. And what Irish coffee is just a coffee mixed with a dash of Irish whiskey, and it's served up with whipped cream on the top of it. I think you can have that either cold or hot, but I just wanted to share that little tidbit of information with you. So if you're having some coffee this morning, put a splash of whiskey in there. Unless you're at work. Don't do that if you're at work, because I don't think you're allowed to do that. Again, you're listening to Socially Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio, sponsored by Audible.com. Again, go to the BGE Radio website, click on the Audible.com link, and sign up for a free 30-day trial or get a free download. Today, we have a special treat for you, but before I get to that, I did want to talk a little bit about the social media lockdown, the four privacy features that you won't find in your settings. You can find all of that information on my website. Again, all you have to do is go to buildgrowandenjoy.com, click listen, and you'll find my website. You'll find the name of my show there, Socially Yours, and you'll find that information on that page. It's just some extra information to help lock down the privacy page that really nobody knows about. We're going to go into a little bit of detail about it, but I think you do better actually going to the website and then stepping through the steps so that you can lock down your Facebook page. Today I have a wonderful guest with me. She's right here in my neck of the woods. Her name is Danita Quinn. She is the CEO and the founder of Achieve PR. And what she's going to be sharing with us today is a little bit of the myths and the facts of public relations, what public relations is, and why you as a business owner, entrepreneur, solopreneur, whichever category you fall in, why you should the services of a public relations firm, agency, or person to help better build your brand. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Danita, and I'm going to have her tell you a little bit about herself and what she does. Danita, are you there?
No, I'm here.
Hey, Danita, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm loving this weather. It is absolutely beautiful here today. Would you not agree?
I do agree. It is beautiful outside. Wonderful day to take some photo shoot in.
Oh, awesome. See, that's one of the things that you guys do for your clients, but we'll get into that a little bit in a little bit. So, Danita, can you tell us who you are? Tell us a little bit about Danita.
Well, I am I love Dallas, but I'm originally from, I've lived in Milwaukee for a long period of time, but I love Dallas. I started my business in my senior year in high school, so we just celebrated 15 years. I graduated from Kimball High School in Dallas, Texas. I've been doing this for so long, but it's been a great experience. I have two beautiful children. I'm a member of the PRSA, which is the Public Relations Society Association, and we are an international association, rather. And I worked for J Records for 8 years under the guide of Lewis Connor Jr., and they merged with Sony, J Records, RCA together. And like I said, I love doing this. My clients include DJ Spinderella from Salt and Pepper, DJ Cut Creator, which is LL Cool J's original DJ, as well as Extra 21 Trucking. I'm now working with UNCF on their Masquerade Ball here in Dallas. So I love what I do, and I've been doing it for a long time, and I'm just, you know, happy to give back in any way I can.
Did you say you've been doing this since you were in high school?
I started my business my senior year in high school.
Wow, now that is definitely knowing the path of your destiny, is it not? How many kids can say that they know what they're going to do right out of high school? I mean, honestly.
Well, you know, it was God. I can say that. I worked for Elite News, which is a church and community newspaper, one of the oldest African-American publications in Dallas. And their publisher at the time, Jordan Blair, he saw something in me, you know, in high school. I came to him, you know, fixing his website and doing some graphic design work. And I told him, you know, I love to write. And he made me a ghostwriter for his sports column. And after I began to just write a little bit more about community news, and I started organizing golf tournaments for them and the Elite News Parade, which is the largest MLK parade in the world. So I started helping him, and he said, well, I think that you would be good in the public relations area, so I'm going to send you to some classes. So he paid for me to go to classes when I was in high school, and as soon as he felt like I was ready, he walked me down to the Dallas County Clerk's Office, and he made me get my BBA.
Wow.
And that was just a spark of something beautiful. He passed last year, and it broke my heart, but he was one of my mentors for over 14 years, you know. So I contribute a lot of my success from his grooming and his mentorship.
Wow. I'm in amazement. I mean, that is just so amazing. So he was one of the people that inspired. What else inspires you, Danita?
Well, I had an internship with Lewis over at James Groups, and he introduced me to one of my first clients with Southern Fried Marketing. I worked on Beyonce's first concert that she had here at a bowling alley. It was called Bronco Bowl with Destiny's Child. And they showed me, you know, this is where you need to go, this is how you need to dress, these are the people you need to talk to. And one of the main things that he would tell me is that you need to make sure that you're everywhere but not everywhere at the same time. So you need to make an impact, but people should see it in your work, not in what you look like. So I would always dress plain. You know, it was never the big jewelry, the big hair, the, you know, a lot of makeup or whatever. He said, just chill on that, and they will know your worth in your work. So I had to learn how to create schedules, how to book clients, what they should say, what they shouldn't say, how to handle crisis management pretty early. I mean, I was in my early 20s, picking up all these things, and this is at the time where girls were, you know, we were just discovering weave for the first time. You know, we wanted to rock it long and, you know,
yeah.
And makeup, and he was like, you know, that wouldn't fly with him. So, and I'm still the same way now, you know. He told me, you know, if you are with a client and they have a music video, you know, you shouldn't be in that video. And if you see a manager that has to be in every client's video or have to be in, you know, they have to have more pictures of themselves, you know, then they're in it for the wrong reason. You know, their motives are tainted.
Wrong.
And so, yeah, they helped me. And it's funny how these guys were telling me, you know, were telling me this, and I was a young, you know, young woman at the time.
Mhm. I can imagine, because ultimately, it is all about the client. And again, even in anything you do, you want people to go back to your work and not that you were, what's the word I'm going to look for, all over the place. And I kind of understand what you mean, to be low key. That's good sound advice. Good sound advice.
Yeah.
And if you're just tuning in to Socially Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio, we're speaking to the CEO and founder of Achieve PR. She is a dynamic woman doing some awesome things in the world of public relations, and she's just giving a little bit of her nuggets about why and how come she's so successful. And it's just the industry, Danita, I think a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about PR. What do you do? And we already know how long you've been doing it, but what exactly does a PR person do? I think you hit on it a little bit, but
A PR person's main focus is to make sure that their client has a positive, favorable image in the public eye and in media. That is our main goal, is to make sure that it's positive, it's consistent, and it also reflects a good brand dynamic. So a lot of people, they just, you know, they don't say, I just want to be in a publication, or there was, you know, the old term, you know, there is no such thing as bad press. You know, all press is good press. Well, it's not. Not anymore.
Okay.
Only because of the saturation of social media, because things become so rampant. You know, things can become so rampant. And so that's why crisis management is more prevalent now than it used to be, because you can send the wrong tweet, and as soon as you try to delete it, you know, someone's already taking a screenshot of that. You know, so it's become more prevalent. But PR is showing a positive image in the public eye, you know. And so, and like I said, and the consistency is the biggest thing. I love PR. You know, I've tried to bridge in some other things with PR only because I know it helps my clients. But I think public relations agencies or individuals have to evolve to accept social media. So a lot of us have been social media managers or directors. We've learned to become copywriters or editors. Because you have to know the English language, and you have to be able to write AP style. You have to know that, but also you have to understand the audience that you're speaking to. So I write differently for each client depending on what method of media we're using. So if it's DJ Spinderella and we're going into a DJ realm, we would speak more about the organics of music. We would speak more about what products that she uses when she DJs. You know, why does she choose 1,200 techniques and not base it on a regular digital format? So we write towards what our client needs based on the media that we're going after, and that's a really big key, you know. And then you have a public relation, you have a distribution network where you distribute your press releases, and a lot of small businesses is that PR agencies, once we write your press release, and the reason why it costs so much is because we have to pay a distributor to make sure that press release is seen by mass media markets like CNN and your Channel 8s and your ESPNs. And so you have to pay for a distributor, and that can range from $100 outside of the writing, from $100 to $500 to $3,000, depending on if you're using PR Newswire, PR Web, or something like that. But you have to be able to write, and you have to know the fundamentals of your market of who you're writing for.
Wow, that's so much deeper than I had even assumed. And you talked about old media versus new media. You still have to participate in the old media. Because, like you said, a lot of business owners or entrepreneurs or solopreneurs aren't embracing social media, correct?
Right. They're not. I kind of love that too, because it will make people have to write ethically. When you're doing social media, you know you can type something real quick, something real short. It gives no full meat and potatoes of what you're writing about. It's just, you know, the who, what, when, how, and where, and that's it. But when you have to sit down and write out articles, sometimes you have to pitch a whole article, or you have to pitch a whole copy letter. You have to sit down and really think about what you're saying to that audience. And I like the old style because it makes you pay attention to English, you know, using the English language. and a lot of these younger, you know, the younger PR or communications majors, you know, they just want to use social media because they want the likes, you know, they see the reposts. But they don't understand the analytics behind that. You still have to have hashtags, meta tags. You still have to do other work. You know, you can't rely on just this small little snippet. And then, you know, I always tell my clients, I would rather you be well at one form of social media than have five different horrible sources of social media that you can't manage well. You know, if you're good at Twitter, I would rather you maintain your Twitter and let us handle the rest of it. you know, then you just jack up all your social media, because I have taken social media away from some of my clients before.
Wow.
Yeah, I've had to pull back and say, okay, you can't say this. So we're going to shut down your Twitter, and then we're going to manage everything else to build it back up. And then I'm going to give you some key points to tweet about for the next quarter. And we want you to stay on base. And so that way the media is seeing a full rounded version of you than these sporadic outbursts of intensity. You know, they'll get upset about something and then wonder why Wendy Williams talking about it the next day. So I try to make sure that it stays current.
And, you know, you touched on a little bit of something I wanted to touch on as well. A PR person isn't there to take all your work. They still have to participate in their brand of branding themselves, correct?
Correct. And a lot of you get a lot of pushback, you know, at first. But my team, you know, we've been blessed to have great clients. But I will say this, you know, some people don't want to give up, you know, their social media because they don't understand how far that brand can go if it's tarnished. You know, people, we love to beat people down, you know, but we also have a comeback story. So don't give them anything to beat you down with. If I see my client doing something that is not conducive to their brand socially, I will tell them. And I think that that's what a PR person should do. If you care about the brand and what they're hiring me for is my expertise. So if you're paying me for my expertise, you need to listen to what I'm trying to get for you. So we always, you know, we sit down and we look at their brand collectively. Something that we do that some PR people don't do is that we also look at where our clients are going and who they're interacting with. I have a couple of clients who see a pit bull in a skirt when I'm out. because while you're over there dancing and enjoying yourself, you know, at a nice spot or an event, I'm looking at who's in our space, who's walking up to you, who's taking pictures of you, I'm working with the stylist to make sure your overall look is conducive to your brand, you know, that everything around us is a good fit. Even if I'm going to, I have a couple of clients, especially my client Braylon Lester, who owns a multi-million-dollar transportation company here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We won 4 awards with Braylon in 1 year. So,
wow.
And we were so excited. And he says, well, you know, Danita, you know, well what am I going to do? And I'm like, well, when we go places, you know, you need to sit at a table that you only know one person, you know, or zero. I want you to sit at a table where you don't know anyone. So that will force you to communicate with people that you've never met. So that makes your circle of networking larger. And then if you're standing up and you're talking to people that you know, your conversation should be only 2 minutes because we need to give you time to work the room. You know, if we know the event ahead of time, sometimes we will create shot sheets, which is where we look at the companies that are going to be there, or we look at the organizers that are going to be there, and we create a headshot. We go back, we go through social media and everything, and LinkedIn and everything, and we find headshots of people that he needs to speak to, and we'll give him, you know, the title and where they work and maybe some topics that he can talk to them about. So it's kind of like the Secret Service, you know, at an event because we're telling him, this is who you need to talk to and why, you know.
Wow. But it seems like you guys do a lot. Oh, my goodness. I didn't even know. Well, I kind of want a little bit because, you know, I have some friends that are in the celebrity, and I want to address that too. You, just because you're a celebrity does not mean that you can't have a PR person. But I wanted to address the fact that, oh my gosh, she was like super duper protective of who was around them and who was talking to them. We were like, oh, my God, is she crazy? You know, but now with you breaking it down, I understand. I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, she had people pushing other people back. And
I remember a couple of years ago when the Mavericks acquired Delonte West, we were blessed to work with him while he was here, and there was all of these things coming in from the Mavericks side, and then there were some things that were going on through the media, you know, about him being bipolar and you know, and all of this other interaction that he had in Cleveland. And so when we met him, well, when I met him, we kind of like talked in passing, and I had to read up on his disorder at least 2 weeks prior to meeting him. So I realized that you have to introduce yourself a couple of times, and he kind of has to get a feel of who you were before he opened up. And so once we started doing things, I noticed that he was loved event with him is when we took him to the stew pot and he fed the homeless, and he was only supposed to feed the homeless for 2 hours, but Delonte was like, I'm not leaving. He said, this is such a good feeling, you know, I want to stay. So we ended up staying for about four hours total, and I got to see, I love seeing my clients, and I think a lot of PR people only come and go in and out of their clients' lives only when they feel like they need them, instead of getting to know them on a more personal level to know what they're comfortable with and what they're not comfortable with. Delonte was wonderful when it came to community events. And once the Mavericks saw that, they began to come out with us to film him. And they would play them at the plays. Videos at the games. They had him over at the Academy Sports Company here in Dallas. I mean, it was a really, really good feel. And even Mark Cuban made a statement about it. He said he's in his element when he's helping. And so he knew, you know, working and placing him. And I was like, you know, that's the part of PR that I love, is that when it can change someone's image, the public's perception of him, just by getting to feel a little bit of where they come from. Because Delonte told the kids a story. He said, you know, I thought I had made it, and the bad stuff that I did to someone else, like stealing stuff off of people's cars. He was like, when I got my first car that I love and somebody stole from me, he said, it came full circle. And we knew that was the biggest thing for us as publicists and PR, was to get him in the community aspects. And people started to gravitate to him more here and nationally because of that. So the biggest thing with PR is to get people to see them for who they are and take away that celebrity halo, you know, that people place on quote unquote celebrities.
So is it safe to say, Danita, that you guys help pull the good from your clients and exude that organically, not anything superficial, but genuinely and organically?
Exactly. I mean, because it's like telling Selena Eubanks that you're going to be in Weight Watchers. Everybody knows Selena Eubanks is a you know, Victoria's Secret model. Weight Watchers is not a brand that she would support. You know, people, that's not realistic. So we would like to show people like Selena in a more giving area, you know, maybe working with the Cynthia Bailey Agency and helping up-and-coming models, or working with plus-size models who are trying to get into the industry. We like to pull from people from their source and their core of who they are, because you know it's fake if it's orchestrated, you know. We know when we see people in the media, and you're like, how did they get that brand with that person, you know? And I always tell my clients, too, when it comes to, like, crisis management, you always get in front of the problem. You never lie to the public, you know. You get in front of it. If someone is going to release something bad about you, you don't wait till it comes to you. You know, you strategically look at the situation and you get in front of it, and you never bald-faced lie, because a lie will always come back to you tenfold. I learned that in college, you know, that you always need to get in front of it, and that's when you use your words. when you see someone who takes, I find myself looking at other people's sources of public relations, like other agencies, and I'm like, you know, well, why didn't they have them get in front of this? This would have pushed all of this negatively, negative stuff, and balanced it out because you didn't, you know, you got in front of it early. You probably see a lot of that in Scandal with Olivia Pope, you know.
Yes.
That's why that's one of my favorite shows, you know, because she always gets in, she'll get in front of it before it becomes a bigger problem.
Yes, and to be proactive as opposed to reactive. I think that's a good mantra to do, take for life this period. Well, I'm in awe of you, Danita. I really, really am because, you know, we have this conception in our mind of what a PR person is and how glamorous it is, and you're saying, no, it's some hard work.
And you really have to love it, and you really have to love your clients. You know, everyone that comes to you may not be a client. You know, I have to tell people sometimes, I can't represent you, but I can find another agency that would probably fit, you know, your brand, and you have to be, my clients, I feel, are like family. When I take them on, I get to know, even in my client profile sheet, if you're married, I want to know your husband's or your wife's name. I need to know your anniversary date. If you have kids, I want to know their birthday, you know, because I know those things carry a partnership in your life, you know.
Yes.
So you have to, I like to bring it full circle like that.
Wow, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Danita Quinn. With Achieve PR right here in Fort Worth, Texas, and she is breaking it down when it comes to public relations, some stuff I didn't even know. And you know, y'all know I've been in social media for a minute. I am being schooled, and I'm taking notes, y'all. I wanted to kind of segue to something that you said. You said not every client that comes to you is going to be a client. How important is that in business? Because you cannot take on everybody, they will ruin you. Am I correct?
They will, and they will drain the life out of you, life out of you. I have to, you know, when I have a consultation with someone, you know, I have to make sure that they know the meat and potatoes of their business. I don't have people hire me for me to take on their load of their, you know, their body of work. And you have to stop it, because if you don't, they'll suck the blood out of you. You know, they'll drain you mentally and physically. Because we involve ourselves, you know, my agency, we involve ourselves so much into our clients' business life to make sure that they're successful. If someone comes to you and they don't have a DBA, they don't have an EIN, they've never been certified as an MBE, DBE, WBE, or a HUB zone, or have HUB requirements, if they don't know what that is, then they need to kind of go back to the drawing board. You know, I will go back and say, okay, well, you need to go to these classes. We'll sign you up for these classes until you can get ready. We can't take you on as a client until you have the full understanding about your business. We've had some people come to us and say, you know, we want to start a nonprofit. And I'm like, well, I don't develop nonprofits for people, but I can send you to the Center for Nonprofit Management so you can learn about that. And once you've created a budget and understand the administrative needs on the brand that you're trying to do, then you can come back to us. But you have to make sure that you can speak up for your company. All PR agencies are all businesses. You know, you can't do business with everybody, and you need to protect your company because that's your baby. But I will be honest with you, Jamil. It took me a while to learn how to say no. I would help people and be overly stressed out, you know, about me wanting to fulfill my obligation of helping. And those people are just wanting me to create their business and run it for them. And I said, no, you know, I can't do that. So you also have to love your business enough to say no.
And you know what? We're going to break for a commercial in a minute, but I'm with you there. And that is why I'm doing this show, because people need to know the transparency of doing business. They need to know the real deal. And that is why I do Socially Yours. because I want people to understand. It's not just about social media for me. It's about getting that information into somebody's hands to help them build a better business. We have some bills we have to pay, you all. I have Danita Quinn from Achieve PR on the line. She's breaking PR down. I'm taking notes. I'm telling y'all this is some good stuff. But hang tight. We'll be right back. I got to pay some bills.
Social media is not as fast and is becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there's always something to be learned. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do not have time to manage your social media networks? Do you know the strategies to effectively attract followers? Do you know how to effectively set up and use autoresponders? Jay can show you how to manage your social media on a platform and much more at Social Media.
Need help with your marketing plan? Diamond Roots can virtually guarantee that you succeed in meeting your business objectives. Visit www.diamondroots.com. Diamond Roots is a premier marketing and PR agency focused on providing cutting-edge strategies for business-to-business communication campaigns that deliver tangible results. Visit www.diamondroots.com or call 404-228-3052. That's 404-228-3052.
This is Natasha Young, and you are listening to The Only Jay and Ross the Boss, hosts of Socially Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Keith Keller in Melbourne, Australia, and you are listening to The Only Jay and Ross the Boss, host of Socially Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you are already awesome. Our job is to make you world famous.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jiggy Jag, Jigmund Freud from Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We do the big program, Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. It's a featured show because we have a lot of featured content. Great guests. We have bloggers, podcasters, marketing people, people who are influential in the world of business and entertainment. We talk to them each and every Friday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Ruby Jewel here, and I'm telling you guys about a new show coming out on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. It's the Jewel Wrap-Up, hosted by me, your favorite Jewel Ruby. This is a show where I'll be wrapping up everything going on in LA, from the concerts, to the parties, to the events, to all the madness you can think of. So you got to keep it locked to BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk, on Thursdays. I'll be wrapping up your entertainment news.
And welcome back to Socially Yours. I hope you're still there. If you're not, those of you that are listening, to grab your friends, grab everybody, tell them to tune in and listen to Danita Quinn of Achieve PR telling us about the ins and outs of public relations. It's not just for celebrities. Is that right, Danita?
Yes. You know what? Most of our clients are business owners, are community leaders. You know, we're blessed to have our celebrity clients, but we love, you know, our business leaders and our civic-minded individuals because they're the meat, you know, they're what holds in the foundation of our community. So we love them. They keep us moving.
Exactly. And I wanted to bring that up because a lot of people think, oh, you know, just to do a PR, I have to be a celebrity, or nope, that's not the case. You know, like you said at the beginning, it's all about putting you out there, your business out there, what you're doing in a good light and a good communication, and then also networking with other businesses to help I mean, gosh, you guys do a lot. Let's sum up some of the services that you offer, Danita. Can you do that for me, please?
Well, we handle, public relations, media relations, social media management, search engine optimization, crisis management, event logistics. We do a lot of media pitches for a lot of high-end sales volume of firms. So we do a little bit of everything, event coordination. I have at least 2 event planners on site. We do product launches, website launches, social integration. My business partner is the owner of the Design Factory, and with that, we have the luxury of doing visual communications and branding, as well as website ownership detail and relaunches. So it's a little, like I said, we have great partnerships. We have great vendors. And we've had a lot of them for over 10 years, 10 or 12 years. So our foundation with them is very strong.
It's like you're a concierge of media and technology relations. That is awesome. Now, go ahead.
Our mantra this year that we, for 2014 is educate, elevate, and evolve. And that's what we're looking for. We educate our clients. We evaluate their current and past successes, and then we help them evolve their brand. So that's what we love to do.
That's awesome. And you know what? With you saying that, people should do that for their lives, just period. It's just not about business. You said it for yourself. You guys have to, incorporate yourselves into their personal lives because it's, nobody differentiates the two when you're in business or when you're a celebrity or if you're an entity. So,
right.
Another one of the myths that you dispelled is all press is good. Bad press is good. What was it that you said? I'm sorry.
Not all press is good press.
Yes, and a lot of people think that, I'm going to put it out there. I don't know if this is for, but, Miley Cyrus, she's getting all this press, and at the end of the day, it's kind of like a sugar high. It's going to come down. It's going to crash. You know what I'm saying? So, you're taking all that sugar, you're on this high, you're going, get all this energy, and then after a while, it's just going to, boom, crash. And I brought that up to say that is kind of, you have to, there's a balance.
Right. There definitely is a balance. And even with, we were talking about that in the office about 3 weeks ago. And even with Miley Cyrus, she can evolve. And she's very smart with what she's doing. I will say that because we love a comeback story. What if, I was just saying, what if, PR-wise, she does all of this, with the cutting of her hair, having the song with Juicy J, and all this twerking and everything like that. What if she, takes a reality check and she does a hiatus for not even a year, maybe 6 months, and she comes back glamorous, and everything. You know what people will say? They will say, well, maybe she did some soul searching and she grew up and this, that, and the other. No, we like a comeback story because what Miley Cyrus is doing now is the same thing Britney Spears did 3 years ago with shaving her head and all of that. And then she took a hiatus for a year. And immediately got signed to do Vegas. And that was a multi-million-dollar tour. Then she did, American Idol or The Voice? No, I'm trying to think which one it was. But I think it was American Idol. She did American Idol. And people loved her. People loved her. And then she went back and went and got another show in Vegas. So people love a comeback story.
Can I ask you a question? I'm just going to put it out there. Can some of all this be staged just for that purpose?
It can definitely be staged, definitely. A lot of things that happened with Kim Kardashian were staged. You know, some things that happened, because how do you know all of where to be at the exact time that something is happening? When the Basketball Wives series was at its high, you heard them say that that they themselves were texting TMZ or notifying this media source where they were going to be. And, you know, they were openly, you know, telling people and putting those niches in there. So it was definitely staged.
Okay, yeah. Ooh, okay, if you guys are just tuning in, yes, we're talking about Miley Cyrus here on Socially Yours. We have Danita Quinn of Achieve PR. Our show is on BDE Radio. It's powered by Blog Talk Radio and sponsored by Audible.com. Please go to buildgrowandenjoy.com. Click on the Audible.com link. Sign up for a 3-day free trial or a free audiobook. Go to buildgrowandenjoy.com, click on the Listen tab, and click on Socially Yours. You'll find my website there. Can I just talk a little bit about, real quick, because, you know, we're coming to a close pretty soon, about community act work, civic work, how you give back to the community, how you instill that in your clients to do the same, and how important it is to give back to the community.
Well, that is one of our, you know, we have ongoing communications with BISD, with all of the schools, but we have a group called the Overachievers, and what that is a group of community leaders or just volunteers who want to learn about social conscious events or corporate professional events that they can be a part of. Right now we're doing a college and career tour with our client Jonathan Scott. He is a he's been in the NFL for 8 years, and he plays for the Chicago Bears. And we go into inner city schools, and he talks to them about the importance of going to college and having it and completing college and going toward a career and what that meant to him. We make sure that all of our clients give back in certain ways. We help them with their nonprofits so they can give back. We are a part of the UNCF Masquerade Ball here in Dallas, and everyone knows that, you know, the United Negro College Fund is a wonderful organization who has given back for years. But we make sure that all of our clients give back in some way or in ties to the community. We meet, our company meets with our city council leaders at least once a month to let us know what is prevalent in the community or what is needed. And we strategically, you know, place our clients where they want them to be, you know. Even working with Mayor Rollins, yeah, with the Giving Back to School campaign, where they give out over 40,000 school supplies to kids once a year. But we make sure it's an ongoing thing, though. Not even just here. Jonathan also has Scott Family Foundation in Chicago, where he gives back in, you know, in the city where he works. So we make sure it's done year-round.
That's phenomenal.
In my company, we also help pay for the Kimball Knights. We pay for their yearbook every year because when I graduated from Kimball, we didn't have a yearbook. A lot of the students' parents couldn't afford to have a yearbook, and so I kind of made it as my statement that that will never happen again. So we raise money to help them have their yearbook every year. If it takes us going in with a photographer and taking pictures of the kids to cover the cost of them having to outsource that, you know, we do that. And then I bring a lot of national artists into the different high schools to talk to the kids as well. We work with Kimball and brought Tyrese there. We took Bobby Valentino there. We took A-Marie over to Lincoln High School, B. Smith to Paul Quinn College, which is one of our only HBCUs in Dallas. So we do a lot of things on a regular basis to work with the kids as well as work with the North Texas Food Bank.
Wow, you guys have a lot of the vision and the mission of Build, Grow, and Enjoy. They do the same exact thing, which is why I'm a part of their platform. Wonderful, wonderful entity, platform, company. I believe that it's so important to give back to the community. I am a huge community activist. Before I moved here from Atlanta, I did a lot of stuff there in Atlanta, and I'm looking to do that, you know, once I get established here. But Build, Grow, and Enjoy was one of the reasons, you know, why I'm using this platform, because they're great philanthropists. I mean, they're putting on a huge event in Atlanta in 2014 about HIV and AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Educating people on how to take care of themselves and how to prevent AIDS. So they're doing a huge thing in Atlanta in 2014 that I would love to talk to you about offline a little bit about. You know, I also helped with Hosea Feed the Hungry in Atlanta, Georgia. The National Action Network group I was a part of, Al Sharpton's group. I mean, so I understand the importance of giving back, because it's not so much about, I mean, it is about feeling good, but it's about uplifting and building the community. And I think it is great when a company embraces and goes forward in that, instead of just being a business entity.
Right.
Trying to get
right.
money from the community. So that's awesome that you guys do that. Can we talk just a little bit about, I think you said something about internshipping. I think that's also a great way to give back to the community. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. I mean, I am blessed to have a great relationship with the people who helped me. You know, when I was growing up, I was an intern. I had actually 3 internships, and none of them, only two of them were free, and I only got paid for one. And I worked for those. I was an intern for over a year, so I made sure that every year we pick up at least 4 interns. We have one intern that is at UT Austin. Her name is Kimari Carter, and she helps us doing South by Southwest every year, and with the Grammy Foundation and Recording Academy. We have Sunshine Harris. She works with us here in Dallas with the African American Museum. And then we're looking to pick up 2 more interns. I just interviewed another young lady, but we need 2 more interns. But what we do with them is that we look at what their major is, and this is a big key for people who are looking for internships or have kids who want internships. The first thing is that they need to have to be in college, and whatever they're in, they have to stay in the role of what their major is. I don't take interns that are just, you know, out of, you know, just trying to do any and everything. They have to be in communications, journalism, media in some way, and then we also handle sports. So we do a lot of, we have some interns that are interested in the sports realm. But they have to clock in hours. They clock in like they were at a job. They have subjects and tasks that they have to do every day, and we keep our interns for each semester. So we have fall semester interns and spring semester interns. And if they are still going to be in Dallas and Fort Worth area during the summer, we will find projects for them during the summer. Now, the second part of being an intern for Achieve PR is we also help them find jobs once they graduate from college. So we handle the recommendations. We do take them to GoSees so they can work with our corporate partners. So if a corporate partner comes to me and says, "Hey, Danita, I need an intern for this," we ask our interns to apply first before we send them out. And that's just a relationship that we have with our corporate partners, that they do that. So we've had one intern so far. She now works with United Way on their NFL initiative. So she's in D.C. now. And we have another intern who works with Brinker International, which owns Chili's and TGI Fridays and stuff like that. So she does the restaurant touring. So that's the biggest part, you know, is giving back for us, are the internships, because I was an intern, and I know how much you learn. And these kids, even coming out of college, they learn the, you know, the book side of it, but there's much more to PR than just reading a book. So there's a lot of doing, you know, in the process.
Awesome. I'm sorry. So you guys heard that. If you have anybody in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that has a child in college in the PR media field, you need to tell them how they can get a hold of you to be recommended as an intern.
They would just need to submit their resume or their information and their age to info, I-N-F-O, at achievepr.net, A-C-H-I-E-V-E-P-R.net, and or they could give me a call at the office, 972-850-8527, and we'll send them over an application.
And for those of you that are listening for social media, all this will be on my website after today. But how can they also get a hold of it? How can they follow you on Twitter? What are your credentials, your social media credentials?
Well, on Twitter, we're AchievePR. On Facebook, we're AchievePR. My personal Twitter is Denita Lavis. I mean, it's Lavis, is Life, L-A-V-I-S-I-S-L-I-S-E. And we're on Instagram and on and Vine at AchievePR.
Wow.
And if you
want to
buy...
have it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Denita. Did I lose her? Okay, I think I lost her, but that's okay. Oh, my God. I have so many more questions that I need to ask you, Denita, but we are out of time. Don't forget, if you're listening, we have other BGE radio shows on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. You can listen to Khalifia on Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She's actually going to have Cinderella on her show on Monday. So tune in on that. And then on Wednesday, she's going to have Riska Crowder. She is a she's a cosmetologist. I do believe she does celebrities. And then Diggy Jaguar is on Tuesdays and Fridays. He's going to have Anil Gupta and Bob Cohen. And then All Things Charity with Rick Rosman on Thursday. He's going to have the Asamuga Foundation on. I want to thank you all for listening. Please tune into those shows. They're awesome shows as well as mine. Yes, I am biased. But please tune into all those shows. I want to thank Ross Dixon for being a great co-host for the 2013 year. He's going on to do some bigger things and, you know, didn't really have time to fit this into a schedule. I totally, totally miss him. I want to thank you guys, my listeners. Go to sociallyyours.com to find out all the information that we talked about today with the GPR and Denita Quinn. You guys are awesome. And continue to listen. And there you have it. I'll talk to you guys later. And don't forget, I'm here and I am socially yours. Bye now.
We would like to thank you for joining in to Socially Yours. Please tune in next time. Socially Yours with your host, Jamil Wilborn. Socially Yours is brought to you by BGE Radio. Sound and audio by Unorthodox Music. Be sure to tune in next time to Socially Yours with your host.